Phone calls are ready for Honk for Cash.
Good.
Just be advised, unlike the other people in this room, I believe this is a killer bit. But it's been brought to my attention that occasionally there is a slow moment during Honk for Cash.
Occasionally.
Now, listen, I'm here to provide entertainment, and I can look at this unbiasedly and say, maybe you're right. So if we have a slow moment today,
all right,
I have Mel Gibson's latest apology in its entirety.
Oh, good.
And if need be, we'll break a dong for cash.
You'll break the glass and break out the Mel Gibson apology.
Yes.
Only if absolutely necessary to
right.
save Honk for Cash.
Now, also on our website today, dynamicwebsite.com, mm-hmm. if you go to the steaming log, today's steaming log, we do want to thank InTouch.com for allowing us to link all of these pictures of him just wow. getting effed up before he went on his big I Hate Jews 80 mile an hour joyride.
Yeah, there's one in the lower left hand corner. Well, the one in the middle too. Well, actually all of them.
All of them.
The one where his eyes are pointed skyward.
Yeah, he's having a good old time.
So, we got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
It's Honk for Cash,
right?
Which is 100% guaranteed, never fails.
Right.
But if this is the one time, mm-hmm. right here.
You know, it doesn't do him well either. You see it. You can just see in a couple of these pictures the big old crucifix that he has around his
yeah.
neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. There he is. Passion
Mike,
of the Christ right there.
You ready?
Yep.
Time to play Honk for Jews.
Let's go.
Here we go. You know how we play the game? Let's just set this up and watch the hilarity ensue.
Right.
And watch the bankroll get smaller and smaller. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Wads of cash.
Yes.
Hello. Hi. Who is this?
Hey, I'm John. I'm in Sacramento, unfortunately.
All right,
hey,
John.
Hey, that's always a good start.
That's all right, John. Don't worry about it. Someday you'll climb the wall and get out of there. Are you at a stoplight right now?
Yes, I'm actually just pulling up on one. And
how many cars in back of you, John?
There's three or four cars in back of me. There's four in front of me. I'm trying to time it.
How long now. Before the light turns green?
It's red right now.
Now, let's yeah. Let's just give these.
I'm going to sit aside until it turns green. I'm going to let people pass me.
No, you don't understand.
No.
That's not what we were looking
let
for.
Let me explain how the game is played.
All right.
You're in traffic.
What?
You're at a left-hand turn arrow. One lane only can cross over other lanes.
All right, I'm about to do it right now. I'm going to stop right now. There's a green line. I'm going to stop right in the
is
middle
it
of green.
No.
I'm sorry.
You're
you don't
playing
get,
right.
You don't get the concept.
You're disqualified. It doesn't work that way.
There is no excuse, nor should there be any tolerance, for anyone who thinks or expresses any kind of anti-Semitic remark.
That's right. He has already gone to the Mel Gibson apology.
I want to apologize specifically to everyone in the Jewish community for the vitriolic and harmful words that I said to a law enforcement officer the night I was arrested on a DUI charge.
Mel Gibson.
And now,
back to the game.
Back to Honk for Cash.
You know what? It's working this way. It's really working this way.
Hello. It's working great, Beef.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Name, please. Any idea? Hello.
Hello, you're on the air, sir.
Man, don't try that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, who's this, please?
This is Josh. How you doing?
Josh, you're doing
Josh.
Great. Josh, where are you from, Josh?
I am from Columbia.
All right, are you ready for Honk for Cash?
Yeah, that's a long-distance Honk for Cash.
not that Columbia.
I know, it's Maryland.
Do you know how to play the game, my friend?
Yes, I do, but listen, I feel like a huge jerk. I'm like a minute away from a really good intersection.
Yeah,
you guys
right,
give me
fine.
1 minute.
Yeah, we can give you a minute now.
Yeah, we got a minute.
Now, listen, hold on. We've got the Mel Gibson stuff to go to. Mike, keep your patience.
Jesus.
Because eventually somebody's going to get this. Now, part of the problem may be
if you're talking, decades.
We are hard on people
mm-hmm.
while playing this game.
Right.
Because ideally you should be already pulling up to a traffic light by the time you're dialing the show.
And one would think with all this banter that we've just engaged in right now, that would have given young Josh here an opportunity to get to his traffic light of choice.
Well, I could say that this part of the show on Westwood One is brought to you by Esurance.com.
Aren't they proud?
Instant online car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing? Are you up near a light yet?
Where are you, Josh?
Well, I'm like right down the street. It's kind of moving slow, which is going to be perfect. But you guys give me another minute?
give you another minute.
Another minute.
I'm sorry. That was very negative,
Mike,
on my
come
part.
Come on, let's stick with one guy, because remember, we've got a guaranteed go-to. Now, what you got to do is scream out when you get to the light.
Absolutely.
Hey, can't you give him a minute on your new fangled clock?
That
he brought in here.
All right, Rob.
I mean, you know, he sits there and makes a big deal about his new special clock, and then he leaves it there. Here we go.
1 minute.
All right.
I am a public person, and when I say something, either articulated and thought out or blurted out in a moment of insanity, my words, Mel Gibson, carry weight in the public arena. As a result, I must assume personal responsibility for my words. Every human being is God's child. And if I wish to honor God, I have to honor his children. Please know from my heart, I'm not an anti-Semite. I am not a bigot. How are we doing on time?
Yes,
30 seconds.
30 seconds. 30 seconds. How are you doing out there?
I'm getting there. I'm like right here.
Getting there.
Well, define right there, Josh.
What does that mean?
As in, like, I'm sitting here right now. I'm ready. It's
ready? So now we're just waiting for the lights to turn green?
Pretty much.
Well, now, what do you mean, pretty much?
Is it pretty much, or is it ready now?
Yes, it is. I'm waiting for the light to turn green.
Okay. All right. Hold on, then. We'll stop that. Mm-hmm. Now, when the light turns green, and you're in the left-hand turn lane, you say the light has turned green, and then that's the one-minute mark. Thank you, Rob. Then, God damn it, you don't say anything for 30 seconds. If you say anything, it's an immediate disqualification.
Absolutely.
You think you're up to the task, Josh?
Of course I'm up for the task.
30 seconds, in theory, you're sitting in 100-degree traffic, and you're impeding the opportunity for people to make a left-hand turn.
How soon before that light turns green, Josh?
I'm sorry?
Don't worry about it.
How long until the light turns green?
I don't know. Maybe another, like, 30 seconds, 40 seconds.
Rob, put 30 seconds on the clock there.
Let's see. See how long it takes.
Here's Rob. What year is that alarm clock, Rob?
This is a 1940, I think.
I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'd like to take it one step further. I've met with leaders in the Jewish community with whom I can have a one-on-one discussion. You know, this is such total BS and crap. Everything that I read today, everybody whose last name ended with G that was quoted in the newspaper said they're never working with him again.
Yeah, no. he's really stepped up. Yeah. There's 30 seconds, Josh.
Okay, I think it's about to turn green.
Hang on.
And then who did I hear? Barbara Walters. I heard her say that she'll be boycotting.
All right, it's green. Here we go.
All right, ready?
Go!
Go! Here we go. 30 seconds.
Game begins.
What this guy's doing.
Let's listen.
He's at
one.
He's at a light, and he is not moving his car.
Todd,
listen to the agitated motorists behind him.
Two, same one, same.
Yeah. Wow. Listen how pissed off people are.
Pressure cooker out there.
My crap detector's going off.
Yeah.
I don't hear it. And he has actually played the game. He has not said anything for the... 30 seconds.
I have two, but we will have to verify that they weren't
his
own car.
He has to honk his own horn.
And I didn't hear any traffic sounds either.
Yeah.
Hello. And normally you'll hear that.
Hello there?
Yeah, that was crap. I'm sorry.
Hello. Josh, can we hear your own horn, please?
Sure, hang on.
All right, different than the other
two.
What,
Mike?
You got two, you won
$2. This is why you
got
to stick with a winner and win with a sticker.
Right.
How could I have doubted you?
You guys, you're awesome.
Winner!
I love you guys. I listen every day. Thank you. Bye.
And now he's hanging up. He won't collect his $2.
What can I say? Game kicks ass every time.
It does.
Perfect.
It does. How could I have even had a shred of doubt?
Every time.
What's wrong with me?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Shame on me.
Who is this?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Who is this, please?
This is Dave. How are you?
Hi there, Dave. We're great. Where are you from, sir?
I am from Ashburn, sir.
Ashburn, VA. Are you at an intersection right now, Dave?
I am right now. I'm not the first one in the left turn lane, but I've got cars behind me.
Good.
And it should be turning green any second now.
Very good. What would you estimate as far as seconds?
I would say 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
It just turned green.
All right, ready?
Go!
Go! Don't say anything. Go!
Dave and Ashburn.
He's sitting at a stoplight.
97 degrees.
And he's not moving.
Hear anything. Heat index 107.
The line is open, Mike.
I don't hear any traffic at all. tempers are flaring.
What the F is going on here?
Nobody is honking. The line is definitely open.
Hey, Dave, you got the stuff?
Dave's not here.
I hear silence in Ashburn. That's the time's up.
Now listen, normally this is the big snafu, is the 30-second snafu.
Right. People don't play the game and they talk before, but Dave and Josh have both played the game properly.
Hey, yes. Dave?
Dave?
Oh, David.
I don't know what happened. I had a line of cars behind me, but I guess everybody's patient around
even,
here.
Even in the heat and humidity, people did not seem to be really upset.
Wow.
Mike, as the bankroll gets smaller, the laughs get bigger.
We got plenty of dollars in the kitty for a successful player of the game.
We do so. So you actually sat through a light and nobody honked.
Donna, Mike, I had about a good 10 cars behind me and nobody honked.
I believe him.
It.
I totally believe the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now back to the Mel Gibson apology.
I'm not just asking for forgiveness. I'd like to take it one step further and meet with the leaders of the Jewish community. I've begun an ongoing program of recovery, and what I'm realizing now is I can do it alone. I don't understand where those vicious words came from during that drunken display.
One point.
But I'm asking the Jewish community to help me on my journey to recovery. Hey, Mel.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Hey, Mel.
Shut up!
Well, what?
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up, Mel.
Hello there. The Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to play.
Yes, of course you do. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Junior.
Junior?
Junior?
Junior, what game is it you want to play?
I'm surprised you didn't catch it.
I'm coming up to an intersection.
Kong? Yeah.
Junior, what game is it you want to play?
The traffic game.
You get a demerit.
Is that what he called it?
What?
He's out.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world.
What's going on? What's
happening? A nickname?
Disqualified him. Nickname.
But if it's his given name.
If it's his proper name.
I don't care if the real Junior calls.
He would have
to say, Don and Mike, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
But what if his parents call him Junior?
Now, Junior, and do you know what he called it, Don? He called it the traffic game. He was a perfect subject.
It was the nickname thing.
No.
That might be his name.
Nickname is
Buddy Boy Kinzer.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I don't think so.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Hello? Hello? All right, let's...
This is Painting Guy from Baltimore.
Let's go here. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello, me? Is this me?
Yes, hi. What's your name, honey? Any idea?
My name is Stephanie.
Stephanie, great. Where are you from?
I'm from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All right. Are you at a light, darling?
I am, but there's nobody behind me.
Of course there's no.
Please give me another chance. I'll get to another light really fast, I swear.
Is that the first time you've ever said there's nobody behind me?
Wow, baby.
Stephanie. Darling, we got to go. Let's go to another one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
This is Colin.
Hi, welcome to Underachievers of America.
Hi, Colin. What game are you calling to play?
Honk for cash.
Honk for Jews. That's right. Now, remember, what you want to do is every time you see a Jew, honk your horn.
Oh, stop
it.
It's
not
stop
this game.
Mel.
We're playing the Mel Gibson
You're getting
version.
Carried away with the Mel Gibson apology now.
Everything's confused.
Are you at a stoplight, sir?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful.
Wellington at 29.
Pardon me?
Wellington and 29. Oh,
fantastic. It's a dedicated left-hand turn lane?
Yeah.
With an arrow?
Yep.
You got any cars in back of you?
Yeah, like 10 of them.
Ten of them.
Now, the deal is this.
How soon before the light turns green?
About a minute?
It just turned yellow the other way.
I see.
So okay,
we
have so
a little wait.
Good answer.
Yeah, really good answer. Thanks, Colin.
So when the light changes and goes green... What
it's
you do
right now.
Go!
Go! Don't say anything. Go. Go. Excitement right now. Pissing off motorists.
4, 5. 6.
It's a buff. Somebody back up the cash truck. Listen to those agitated There you go. That's 30 seconds, Mike.
I counted a clear 23 honks.
Uh-huh.
We must 23 hear his honks.
Ha-ha.
All right, calm down now.
Yeah, careful.
All right. Listen, don't you think Frankenstein was happy the first time he got up and said,
yes. I didn't know how many ha-has I was going to get there. It was very interesting.
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha!
All right, Colin, are you there?
Yeah.
We need to hear you honk your vehicle's horn.
No problem.
What was that?
Shut up.
What? Wait, Colin.
Colin, what are you doing, dude?
Hello?
Colin?
Colin, what's going on out there?
Huh?
Colin, what's going on?
Our lights don't green.
You what, sir?
The light is green.
It's still green, he says.
Well, we'll go then.
I'm going.
But you can go now.
Don't impede traffic.
Would you honk your own horn, please?
Yeah. I
very unique.
Yeah. It's hard because there were a lot of different horns.
I think so.
But I definitely heard Colin's horn there also.
The horn section.
Oh, come on, Mike. Come on.
Oh, it's tough for me.
Come on. It's a good-looking Wednesday, Mike.
Right. Ask him if you cheated.
Colin?
Yeah.
Did you cheat?
Huh?
Did you cheat?
No.
Didn't get any help.
Why
from
are
your
you
friends?
Laughing at that, Colin?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Colin?
Funny. Yeah.
Funny.
Any of your friends around?
No.
No.
Do you believe that Mel Gibson hates Jews?
Yes, I do. He's definitely anti-Semitic.
Well, I think we have to give him the money.
Yeah, Mike. I think you do, just based on that.
Although we could take one of the 8,000 calls now coming in from people saying that he's
lying,
full of ass. Let's start right here.
Come on, my
Here's
people.
Here's the first one. As Joe has put on the screen, he full of ass.
Hmm.
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, other guy. Other guy, second guy.
Yes.
You think Colin was cheating?
I think he was. I just went through the intersection of 55 and 29 in Gainesville. There was a train going. Traffic on 29 was stopped in both directions.
So you think he was lying?
I think he was lying.
And your response?
I think you're full of crap.
Colin?
Yeah.
Rob thinks you're gay.
Maybe a little bit.
Not a factor in this game.
Not a factor, Rob. We're not playing the gay game.
That's right.
Really not.
All right, hold on. Here's
just trying to get to the bottom of this Colin situation.
Here's somebody else. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, two words for you, buddy. Ferris Bueller. Ferris Bueller.
You think he's a Ferris Bueller?
I think he's got a keyboard there.
Oh, really?
In his car.
Keyboard.
Don, if it's a keyboard, he's not in his car.
I don't think he's even in his car.
Rob thinks he's fat.
Again, Rob, not really relevant.
Colin, do you have a keyboard? Are you calling from home?
No.
No.
Come on, you portly keyboarding gentlemen. Come on. Colin.
Colin, what could you say to us that would plead your case? You seem like a very articulate guy.
Hold on, Mike. Let's talk to another member of the hanging jury. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi. We're doing very well.
That guy's parked in a garage or something. He's lying his ass off.
What makes you think that, sir?
Because it sounds real hollow, and it sounds like he's parked.
Don, Rob thinks Colin's got moderate B.O.
I do.
Colin, your response?
There's 97 out here.
Yeah. What, Colin?
I can't say there's 97, so I probably have some pretty bad B.O. Yeah.
Colin, why do you think all these people think you're cheating?
I don't know. They don't trust me. It's the heat. It's getting to them.
Tell the truth, sir. Just tell the truth.
Tell the truth, sir. Well, you must tell the truth, sir.
We got to decide what to do with Colin. I think
I believe every word of it.
He's a winner.
Yeah,
he gets,
I think
and Mike,
so.
It might be the biggest cash bonanza ever on Haunt for
yeah,
Cash.
I think you're right, Don. It's 23 American dollars.
There you go, Colin.
And Colin, that's your windfall.
Thank you.
But with all this controversy, of course, there will be the standard $3 penalty.
You put that towards your continuing education.
I will. Georgia Tech all the way.
And again, I am reaching out to the Jewish community for its help. I know there would be many in that community who will want nothing to do with me, and that would be understandable. But I pray that door is not forever closed.
Mel Gibson.
What a douchebag. Ah, but who am I talking about? The caller or the celebrity?
Is it Colin or Gibson?
Hey, Colin, thank you.
Thank you.
Even the way he said the thank you.
Pleasure is all mine.
Oh, thank you. Acting crazy now, ain't they?
It's a pleasure to do America's greatest radio bit. It's a pleasure.
Bravo!
Thank you, guys.
Big success.
Thank you.
Don, thanks for believing in it.
We can just turn the transmitter off now and rest on our laurels.
We're done.
Or we can come back and hear whatever's in the newspaper today.
I spent a lot of time cutting out these articles.
All right, well, Buzz's news coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.